Holding. In the beginning of Simon Taflam and Gimel. So then a bitikas chametz. So some of the points you mentioned earlier, more in the context of the zman of the bidika or the bracha that you make on the bidika, and now he's going to go back and discuss it in the basic halachic points of the bidika. So bidika tzarich shi'itia la'or aner v'la'or halavana. It has to be done la'or aner. And even when he does it the next day, he has to do it Lara Nair. But one exception, you have a porch which has a large amount of sunlight coming in. So you're supposed to check by night. But if a person did not check by night, he waited until the next day. So he has to use it or a nair. The exception is a place like an achsadra, which is a porch, which is open. So one side is totally open. You picture your porch, even it's a covered porch. So it has the wall of the house, so the two side walls, and the front is totally open. So a large amount of sunlight will come in. So then you when he's checking by day, he shouldn't wait for day to check. He should check by night. But if he did wait until the day, incorrectly so, but when he checks by day, he does not need to use Lara Nair. Or if you have an Aruba is a skylight. You have an open hole in the middle of the room where light is coming directly in. So that area that you're checking, you can check directly with the sunlight. Okay. So the Mishabur Lara Nair, Ubalel Yodalad, and you do it the night of the 14th. Shaz Bnei Adam Matsuim Bebateyam, or Nair Yafo Oz LeBedika. So we have two reasons which the Mishnah give, or the Gemara gives, is because people are home then, and Lara Nair is Yafo LeBedika. Mash Ein Kein B'Yoyim, Ein Or Manher Ki B'Laylo. A Nair does not work as well by day. So it comes out the reason why you do it at night is because you should use Ora Nair. So why do you have to use Ora Nair? Because that's what's going to allow the person to check in all the very small areas as opposed to just using sunlight. If we would allow him to use sunlight and we would allow him to do it by day, it would be hard. The general room is you can check, but in the charim stockim it's hard to check, and by day using Ora Nair doesn't work to check those charim stockim doesn't work well, so we're forced to do it to move it to the night before. V'im hiktim ubodak yoyim yud gimel Ora Nair. The person started early, said, you know what? Why should I wait till nighttime? I'll do it in the afternoon. Ora Nair. So Tzarek Lachs or Velivdaik Leah Yudalad Kitakar Sacham. He's not Yotz and he has to still do another Bedika. Kamakam near Dan Lavark Oz Balailala Bedika. But he does not make a bracha. The Ishpreskim is Bidiabad Yotz and Bedika Risharna. Because some will argue that they could be Bidiabad, a person will be Yotz about the Bedika by Dale or in there. Now that's if he checks on the 13th by day. What about if he checks? On the night of the 13th, a night before the bedik? Okay, in bodak beleil yud gimel laraner, shabalai laraner yafal bedika. So he did a bedika a night early. Benizra heitev shalal haklis chometz, and then he was careful that room should not be compromised afterwards, and no chametz should come in. So he's been boiling it, and now he is keeping it in that status of chametz free. Ain't tzarich lachshav alivdaik. He's yotze b'diavad. He does not need to redo the bedika. Can it's given right back, right? Vitzel hakmai atzma yet lachshav alivdaik al kaponim lo yivorkos. Seem though, according to some opinions, you're not yotze. The person wants to be machmer and accept that opinion. That's very nice. But kemek abrocha, if mikra, then you're yotze. Okay. Okay, now take a look at the Sharat Siyun in Sivkotan Hay. So this, he brings a whole slew of achronim that in that case a person would be yotze. So he tells you to Elo Shabbos, the Chagak, Malachas Ktanis, Pichadosh, Pidiyasha, Gro, Makar Chayim, Chak Yosef, Deloy Kibach, Ulavush, Vatas. So those three achronim, the Bach, the Bush, and the Taz, say that he's not yotze the night before. But many, many achronim say that you are. Now, that's the first point. Second point, he says over here, fascinating idea. So, if you're yotze with the night of your gimel, because you're doing bedika at the time people are at home, you're doing it lara ner, so why can't I do that lechatchila? That's true, the chazal will only mesak and to make a bracha the night of the yudalit. So I won't make a bracha. But regards, if the only problem is losing the bracha, so maybe, you know, I can leave some section of the house to check the night of bedika, make a bracha on that. Another section, I checked without a bracha. Okay. Zotav, he named me Divrei Prichadosh from Hagroa, Valachos Tanis, Chokyakim, Mashu, Nafila Chachila, Yachol Livzak, when you're Gimel or Aner. If the person's intent is to do bedika, he can actually do it the night before. Comes the Chok Yosef and says that the Chok Yaakov, who says that's okay. Sorry. Yeah, the Chok Yaakov says that it's okay. The Chok Yosef was like a response to the Chok Yaakov. It was his son, I think. He says, after mitzvah habedika and kepedim, is that you're right, mitzvah hilchos bedika, you're yotze. You did it, you met all the criteria. But, komokam yeshlim lam, is that you shouldn't do it. The opposite is a bracha. But you're going to lose the bracha if you mind the kamalon, mikturim mo, basim tafel medvav, deshabod ekanim azman, lo yuchal varech. So by being bodek early, you're losing the bracha, the opportunity to make the bracha, and that's not appropriate. Where do you see that? That Chazal did not want you to do the mitzvah in a way which will make you lose the bracha, because there's a halacha, v'havi dumi the kamelon the orim lo yitrim yishum the shenay yochel oz the baruch. The Mishnah says, and we pass it like that, that a person who is undressed in a state where he's not allowed to say brachas, he's not allowed to do hafrashas truma. Why not? Because he can't make a bracha. So by doing the mitzvah in such a way that you can't make a bracha, you're not allowed to do it. So we're also doing the mitzvah the night before is being ma'asa the bracha. So you're not allowed to do that. But even the Chok Yosef says, if the whole concern is you're losing a bracha, so what I could do is do part of the house with the earlier nights and leave over one section of the house that I will do with the bracha on the last night. See, he doesn't look at it. He looks at it. The problem is losing the bracha. I didn't lose the bracha. I left over something to do that night. The fact that I'm being better part of the house without a bracha does not seem to. They all seem to be okay with that. I would find that idea seems to me to be a Kiddush. Right? Because he has five rooms. So he says, you know what? Why much of myself the night of the bedika? I like doing a third bedika. And I don't mind closing out some of these rooms that they shouldn't be used for chametz. I'll check the night of Yud Aleph. I'll check one room. And the Yud Beis, I'll check another room. Yud Gimel, check another room. And the living room and dining room, I'll leave for the night of the bedika. And the three bedrooms, I will check and close off, make sure no chametz gets into them, starting from three or four nights beforehand. So then, that, according to Chok Yosef, that's okay. According to the other achronim, sure, that's okay. So, and you'll make a bracha on the night of the 14th on those two remaining rooms. Okay, that's very nice. But three rooms, you were bedik without a bracha. It's like, you know, so I mean, not all mitzvahs say, you know, it's okay, I should put on tefillin in the morning without a bracha, because I'll make a bracha later on, you know, halfway through wearing the tefillin. So I didn't lose the bracha. I said a bracha, and I put on my tefillin before I started make any brachas. But then I get the bracha, I make the bracha, I'll mitzvah tefillin. Like, you wore tefillin for 10 minutes without a bracha? Why'd you do that? You're supposed to make the bracha before you start the mitzvah. So this idea sounds like an interesting idea. I think the way maybe we can understand it, that remember the Iker bracha is on the beer. We just make a bracha on the bedika, because the bedika is the lead up to the beer. The Atzim Iker bracha is really shaykh on the beer. This is all part of the beer process. So based on that, as long as he's not going to lose the bracha totally, so there'll be a section of bedika that he's going to do, and then he will do beer and everything, whatever he found in all the rooms. So he's that's called the Iker bracha really was said. So that theoretically should be okay. The only problem is because you're after the bracha. So if I do it in a way that I'm not yet, I leave something over for the not of Yudalot. So I will not lose the bracha. So that's the chachila. So that's an eighth of people which are having a difficulty. They have a large area to be bodic, or they have a lot of little kids. And it's hard to, like, you know, keep them. If there's some areas of the house which you could clean earlier and then be bodic them and then keep them closed off, you can, the chachila, you can do that. As long as you leave some section to be bodic with a bracha. A similar application of this is the idea of selling your house. People have asked me different times, you know, difficult, they're going away. Can this sell the whole house? So according to this thought process, the Chakesim says no, because we don't want you losing the bracha. But the guy says, well, I have to check the whole house. I said, no, you can sell. Theoretically, you could sell the majority of the house and leave over one room, and you better that room. Now, it has to be a room, obviously, which is chayav and bedika. The guy says, okay, I regretted that. I have a study, a office, which I never let any chametz in. So I'll check that room, because it's easy to check. That room is not chayav and bedika. So because if you're a makpah not to bring any chametz in, it's not chayav and bedika. So you're not b'kayim the mitzvah bedika in that room. But if you have a room, which, you know, honestly, there's a room, let's say the dining room. The person leaves over his dining room and he said, I'll be brought to the dining room that night. So he didn't lose the bracha. So according to these are chayim, that's okay. Yeah. Fine. Sifkatan base. So a person did not do the night of the 14th. He does it the day of the 14th. Avla chachila also litchus abdika al yom yadal. But the person cannot intentionally leave it over for the next day. He says, you know, I'm busy tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. Can't do that. But if he did do it, he has a chiyuv to be better the next day. When he is better the next day, he has to do it. Even then, lor aner, not lor achama. El or aner, shal yodah yuchal akapis heite b'machbois b'charim u'bistokim. So the little pieces which are hidden away in the charim u'bistokim can only be found even by day. You still need that myla of the ner. V'achsadra humokim sheyesh lo sholosh tefanos v'keri. It has a roof on top, and it has three walls. So there's one side which is totally open. But there's a large amount of light coming in because that whole one side is totally open. So that you can be brighter with the sunlight. You can't leave it over the chachila to wait till the day of the bibartik. So really, a person should be bartik dachsadra the night before also. But if he didn't do that, and now we say even when he's bartik by day, he needs use a nair. This is an exception. Dachsadra shara rav ain't circling there, but die barachama. Umashu kaz loshem b'diyevet mishum the chachila gam b'chsadra sarach livdik b'layudal. The idea of being bedik lachsadra the chachila by day is not true, because you're supposed to do it the night before. Once that the person did not do what he was supposed to do the night before, can I want to know, am I allowed the chachila to be bedik in my b'di'evet situation that I didn't do the night before. I was a bad boy, okay? I accept my responsibility, bad boy. Okay, but now that in that situation, what am I mechuyev to do? So it sounds like lashon b'di'evet. If you check the Aruch Sadra, the Aruch Ham is okay, but even the Sadra by day, you're mechuyev to do l'araner. That's not true. The Sadra, once the person was over the lach of doing it by night, and he's doing it by day, the chachila, he can go, under the circumstances, he's allowed to go to the chachila and use the Ur of the Chama. Okay. Gvur b'shas, the mishal l'bodek b'lai l'bodek b'yom, yivdek b'tzafra mishul l'zizam maktim in the mitzvahs, lo yechol mekadam shivdek. So you can't eat breakfast until he does the bedikah. And number one. Number two, you should try that earlier on because it's Vizim Akhtim in the mitzvahs. Okay. So, if he's Barak L'Racham is Dayos, again, that's Lashon B'di'evet, which Mishnah Berurah is saying is not really B'di'evet. Now, what about doing it? If you're telling me that the achsadra can be done by day, with sunlight. So what about imuter livdak b'yom yud gimel la'ara? So can he check the afternoon of the 13th? It's the same way we said in the Shavat Zion. that we had the whole Suv Achronim, which said you can check Leil Yud Gimel the night before Lara Nair. So Achsadra, which, excuse me one second. So, if you tell me achsadra can be done lechatchila in the b'di'evet, if you didn't do it the night of the 14th, you can do it by day with sunlight. You're telling me that you can be b'di'evet the night of the 13th by candlelight. So, how about being b'di'evet lechatchila, even lechatchila? How about being b'di'evet lechatchila lechatchila on the day of the 13th by sunlight? She says no. Chila osur el tzarech lehamtin al yodalut. But over here, I said before, if you check the rest of the house by day, on the day of the 13th, then you're not yotze b'dika, you haven't do it again. But achsadra, you definitely would be yotze. I'm a gerom sef simon shakosav v'chol mokam yachsav yivdek v'chol bonim cheder echad b'layla. But you need to check at least something by night. Okay. Fine. Can I get a Rubish of a Cheder? Similarly, that you can check within the house an area which is directly under the skylight. A Rubish Mikri Masha Be'emsa Hagag. There is an opening in the middle of the roof. Windows which are letting light directly in would also work. Whatever's directly opposite that would be valid. However, it has to be directly in that light. So that's a large amount of light. The light which is diffusing off to the sides, that's not you. That you cannot rely on. You have to use the or and air. There's definitely light there, but Ein Doim Lachsadra doesn't. We're learning this halacha out from the din of Achsadra. And by Achsadra, you're dealing with the whole area is open, so you're having direct light. So that's as far as Chazal were making. You can't be making more than that. Now, Vadavka Shemas Kuchis, Avageshmas Kuchis, Dinner Kumai Minat Stadr. And Mishabura says that, but if you have a window which has glass in it, that's not considered direct light anymore for this purpose. Now, that there's those who suggest that the Mishnah Berurah was referring to glass in the window, which they weren't consistently producing totally transparent glass. It was sometimes there was impurities in it. It was translucent or semi-translucent. So that's going to affect the light. But then nowadays we have glass which is totally clear that lets the light in. That's the same thing as having no window at all for this purpose. Okay. Said Beis and Berkin Lora Havuka El Araner. You cannot use a torch. You have to use Araner. Because the purpose is to be able to go into these small areas. This large torch is he's going to be cautious with and afraid to put it into near these small areas because he might catch something on fire. So he's busy worrying about not catching the house on fire. More than he's worried about being budget. You should not use made out of chaylev or shuman. So there's different types of fat because the guy's busy worrying about that he shouldn't drip his fat everywhere. And similarly with the Ner Shel Shemen, he's also concerned, even though that's there's no Isurim involved in that. Also, the mice, it also makes a mess. So he's using the Ner Shel Shaiva. Hagah, v'hu yechidi, this Ner is a single wick. Avashnei Neris, b'yachar, afilu kluyim, dinim kabuka. You have two Neris, two, which have been braided together. That's considered an avuka. So avuka is a torch, is a very large, powerful flame. I'm just taking two wicks and twisting them together, and it's not as big as an avuka. Yes, but for these purposes, it's not a nair anymore. And now it's an avuka. You can't use it, or they're too equivalent to an avuka. Okay, Mr. Bura Ches, they're avuka. Shenyochol haktinsh l'cher mistokim. A large torch, you're not going to put into these cracks and crevices. He's also busy being hesitant because he's worried about burning down the house. He's going to be distracted and not do a good bedikah. So there was a certain type of wood which is very oily, and so when we catch on fire, because of the oil which is in the wood, it would make large flames. So you're back to the same idea that you're making an avuka for these purposes. Fine. Lominer shel chaylev. So he's worried about these fatty things dripping on the kalim. See, but it's not iser. Kalim is osir. Shuman is mutter. It's fleishig. Shaman is vegan, right? But the mice getting oil all over your kalim messes up the kli. So the person's busy trying to maneuver that he shouldn't be dripping on the kalim instead of busy maneuvering to search for the chometz. So all these things are a distraction. He's worried about if he puts it into these small areas, the oil will spill out and make a mess. But he have it. Chazal said the bedikah has to be done. Lora neir, not lora avuka. So lots of lidok lora neir yechidi. Shachelim shal shuman.
So that's of the case of, so he gave us multiple cases. He gave us a case of Avuka, the case of Chalev, of Shuman, Shaman. So, or Avuka, you're not Yotze. Shachalev, Shal Shuman, B'riyabit Chalev, B'dika, B'riyabit, a person is Yotze. B'shal Shaman, Yeshtei, has been a Chalev, Chalev, B'dika. And by Shaman, which apparently was considered the chashash of shemen, because it's liquid, it could spill and make a mess, and the person trying to prevent that is considered a potentially a more compelling concern, and therefore be more of a distraction. So what should you use? Nesh shayva. You may know nesh shayva. You chalib doik. Person neiris shibidi evid yitzben. These other neiris work bidi evid. So you don't have an option of a Nirsha Shai, but you can use these other neighbors. Okay. Then the Ramah said, two neighbors together, even if they are braided together, so maybe you said that's one unit. No, that's called an avuka. So I feel Kalim Rasulim Rabakosh getting the deep kan biyaka, the chashiv avuka. If he just braid them together, but if your mamash attached them together, that's an avuka. Afilo kluyim the sukkadayt the chad neir dami. Kamash malon, that's not true. If you're going to mash with the mechol shoyuchsim beyodo yachad ve'ein mafridin zeh chashav avuka. If you hold it, you can hold it in one hand. That's how you hold it. That's called an avuka. Fine. Nir sheyesh l'shtei p'tzilis. K'mo sh'oysim atam nir sh'cheilev l'pamim. The yesh hefrish b'im p'tzil l'p'tzil. Chashiv avuka. If you have two wicks coming out of one nair, which apparently people, Mishmur says that was common to do that. And each wick is, if it's really one thick wick, that's not a avuka, that's still one there. But if it's clearly multiple distinct wicks which are coming together to make one flame, that's an avuka. The yesh hefrish b'ein tefillah l'p'tzilah, chashiv avuka. Okay. Gimel, so where are you baidik? So that's what you're baidik with. Okay, but where are you baidik? So loch is baidik kol makam sheyesh loch shema hichnisu bahem chometz. Any room where there is a probability of bringing chometz into that area has to be checked. Achen kol kadri abayis aliyus trichem b'dika shapamim adam nichus bahem upita b'yare. So there's rooms that you normally use for chametz regularly, so that's pashut. Now we're saying that even rooms that you don't normally use for chametz, but there is a potential that chametz was taken into these rooms, that's considered makom shehanisu b'chametz, you have to check. Because there are times a person is middle of a meal and he has some bread in his hand and he walks to get something. That's not unheard of. But the storage places, person has a storage, he has a wine cellar. So some people are called mistapkin mehem, which means that in the middle of the meal, they might send the shamash down to get a bottle of wine. So there's always a chashash that the shamash took the chametz with him. And put it down to get the wine, and then forgot about the sandwich. It came back, leaving chametz in there. So, but if you're not going to use it during the meal, so the only time he ever goes down there is to resupply, not as part of the mealtime. They never bring up wine during the meal. So the only time he goes down there is the time he doesn't have bread in his hands. So then you're not mechuv d'choshesh. Well, maybe he happened to have some bread in his pocket, etc. Then you're not mechuv d'choshesh. Which you don't use for them to supply the meals. He will use them eventually, but he's not using them to supply the meals. Amas Bain is a place which held the Tevin. Okay, I'd say Einam Sikhim Bidika, those are only Bidika. Yud Gimel. Yeshach Hashem Nisur. That's a larmer. Let me buy Makamashim Ishtam Shin Ben Chomets. The areas which you normally use chametz there. So pshita, the circle of work. So that's obvious. Elafilu makom shein rogalish tamish bechametz koloshana. You don't normally use chametz there. So I don't remember using chametz there. You know, it's very possible that you did use chametz there. You forgot. I'm ready to swear I never use chametz there. Tudor says, I put chametz. You're right, I did put chametz there. Yeah, I did put chametz there. You're so adamant that you didn't put chametz there. You changed your mind now. It's not something which is so important to the people during the year. They don't remember. So it's a good possibility. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Any place where there's a probability the chametz went in there, that's enough to mechayev a bedika. One of the main businesses the Jews had was money lending, and you would lend the collateral. And he has a storage room where he stores the collaterals. Now he's not going in there with his chametz, so why do you have to buy it there? Person knocks on his door ready to pay back the loan. So he says, I'm sorry, I'm in the mail. Come back an hour later. People don't say this. They say, come in. We'll take care of you now. And puts the family meal on hold. And he takes the money. But obviously he cannot get the money unless he gives the mashkan back. So he goes down to the room. He goes to the room where he stores the mashkanas. He unlocks the door. And he takes out the mashkan and gives it back. To the goy, well, he's in the middle of a meal. What happened to that bread that he was holding? So it's a possibility that he put the bread down in the room where I don't remember putting bread in there, in the room where he stores the mashkanas. But that, not remembering is not a sufficient, because many times people don't remember something, quote unquote. And then after you remind them, say, "Oh, you're right." What do you mean? Oh, you're right. You told me you were like so clear that it can't be, and you never, and it's not possible. Oh, you're right. I did one time. Like that's how people work. So Chazal respected that this is the reality, or understood this is the reality of people that they be so confident that it's impossible. And the reality is that they're remembering it correctly. So, if a person sets a policy, a certain area cannot be used with chametz, and he enforces that policy, so that he's allowed to rely on. This is something which I made a conscious decision that I'm not going to bring here. But that was, I don't remember ever bringing chametz into that room. It doesn't mean anything, because you might have brought chametz in. But it has to be a place in the area where that would be... Okay, there's some possibility. There has to be some level of possibility. So it's possible he put his bread down. He forgot it there. Okay, why is he there? Because he had to return the mashkin, which the guy came back in the middle of the meal. Fine. You have cellars where you store food, and you go to get. They have people would make preserves, and they would make brine, pickle things, and they put cheeses there. They put things there which would be stored in an ice cold place, so they need a long time for their process. So I never have wheat in there. So why should I be butik there? Well, maybe one time in the middle of the meal, you were holding your sandwich and you went down there to get these items, and you left the sandwich by mistake and you forgot about it. Okay. So these are things where it's probable that he went there in the middle of the meal. Whether he put down chametz now, who knows? The idea that he was in that room during the meal where there's a potential of putting chametz down makes sense.
You have a place where you store wood or you store candles.
So people will go in the middle of the meal to get more wood or to get more what was the case over here? It was wood and neiris, right? Why can't I find the base eitzim and neiris, right? But if it's a oitzer which you're not mistapim mehem, if you're not using that as the place to replenish your drink, you're just storing there. The mistapim behen, if the person uses that wine cellar, he goes to get more wine. He puts his bread down in the room, and he forgets about it. So we're talking about wine. If you live in a place where they store apple cider, so you can go to get apple cider in the middle of the meal, or wherever the drink might be. So if your aim is, you're not mistaken, mayhem, you don't go in the middle of the meal. Right? You go tvius and get what you need at the beginning of the meal. And that's how it always works. Ain't tzarch b'dika. Kiyum shein regilim l'kanosh b'yabem sasura. This whole chashash is you might go in the middle of the meal holding some bread and then put it down because you need to pick up the item and forget about the bread. If I'm going to go there before the meal, why? I don't have bread with me. So these places don't need. He knows that he brought chametz in, he has to be bodik. But he's allowed to assume that that's not what happened. Okay, let's hold it here.